Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. In the past 70 years, since the winds of change swept through Africa, with one country after another gaining independence from the European colonizers, this continent has traveled an incredible distance to rebuilding itself. Kunta Kinte came back from the United States to form Liberia. Revolutionaries like Thomas Sankara and Patrice Lumumba reclaimed their Burkina Faso and Zaire from Upper Volta and Congo, respectively. Kwet Masire married strategically to turn Bechuanaland back into Botswana. And later, much later, Nelson Mandela and friends negotiated South Africa back to, well, South Africa. However, after driving out the cocky English, the horny Belgians, and the stingy Portuguese from our shores back to their cold and wet Europe, and domesticating the cantankerous Afrikaners to becoming part of the motherland, Africa has been at war with herself, with the help of Europe itself. In Nigeria, they annihilated the Biafrans. In Zimbabwe, Mugabe called the Matebele rubbish. For two decades, the MPLA and UNITA in Angola, as well as Frelimo and Renamo in Mozambique, tried to remove each other and everyone in between from the face of the earth. This is a fate the Hutus almost achieved in Rwanda only 30 years ago, when they declared the Tutsis less human. To reach the next level, Africa had to believe in something big. This vast continent finally woke up and realized that all this is absurd. She decided that all this must come to an end. As a result, over the past few years, Africa has partnered with the United Nations Security Council to form peacekeeping missions to bring back sanity into this continent, still rich with minerals, beautiful landscapes, and well-endowed men. Finally, Africa realized that this is the only continent worth fighting for. Europe was wet and cold. America was crazy. Asia was busy creating fake goods and technology. In Australia, well, nobody cares much about it. Despite the promises of peace and sanity, Africa realized she cannot leave matters in the hands of Big Brother Europe and Bulldozer America. There was a lot of emptiness and lies in the promises of the former colonizers and the new suitors. They came here to still use Africa as their one-night stand to take from her innocence. And where they failed, they would arm brother to rape sister and man to murder brother, while in the process, continuing their orgy of stealing minerals and taking them out of our shores. They could not be trusted anymore. Africa started forming her own peacekeeping missions and peace enforcement missions, whatever that means. Africa needed more, a moral icon, a renaissance figure. This is where we come in. Glorious South Africa, the land of Madiba, Katen McKenzie and Kabelo Kwamanda.
With a firm hand, Madam Speaker, and an infallible eye, we must silence the guns in our communities.
We were the model country, born out of a turmoil of hate, to come out on the other side with a miraculous constitution that guaranteed white privilege and an opportunity for tenderpreneurs and state capture. We were the best candidates to take Africa out of her morass. We were peaceful, and we also knew how to steal with sophistication. And so, when the Democratic Republic of Congo found herself in a war against herself and unofficially against neighboring Rwanda, who was Africa going to call? Ghostbusters? Not exactly. You sent South Africa. Actually, on reflection, we are the Ghostbusters. We fight imaginary enemies. And so, with the bravado of Moses in Egypt, we went into the DRC on what is interchangeably known as a peacekeeping and a peace enforcement mission. Our task was to simultaneously foster peace among the warring factions, and where they cannot agree, to shoot those we like the least into submission. But as it happens in any war, whether for peacekeeping or for peace enforcement, there are always casualties. The first casualty has been truth. When the news broke out that some of our soldiers died in the DRC, the stories of our mission there were contradictory, with the soldiers saying one thing and the government saying another. Even the Minister of Defense and her deputy disagreed in public about what was going on there. As usual, when things do not work out, when men cannot solve simple things, there is always an easier and effective solution. Send a woman. And by God, our female South African National Defense Force members came to the party, literally and figuratively. At the time of publishing this episode, news was that at least five of our combatants were pregnant in the DRC. I know you're asking yourself how that helps the glorious mission of peacekeeping or enforcement. Well, here we go. Let me ask you a trivial and rhetorical question. What comes before a pregnancy? You guessed it right. Sex. That is, if you are not in that small Free State town called Bethlehem, where Jesus Christ was allegedly conceived sex-free. Part of our mission in the DRC, we are told, is to neutralize negative forces. And to those who know, there is nothing more neutralizing than sex. Most men, young and old, well-trained or unarmed, ill-prepared or betrayed by their politicians, have been known to be neutralized by a good nookie from time to time. Even the most stubborn of men are known to cool down when faced with the possibility of a horizontal relief. Did I hear you say shots fired? You are right. Most men will most likely come guns blazing. Whether it was our own boys of the SANDF, our allies from the DRC, or indeed the virile enemy called the M23, clearly, shots were fired, and as we speak, the buns are in the oven. That's peacekeeping at its best, if you ask me. Why would South African soldiers sleep with their own, you ask? Boredom. Peacekeeping can be boring. For days on end, there could be no enemy on site, and with no access to DSTV where one could catch any local soapies, or Yajola 99, or another Kaiser Chiefs defeat, it is not unreasonable to follow your female colleague to the bush as she goes to relieve herself and do what a man has got to do. Yet, the culprits could be M23 soldiers. In respect of the United Nations Conventions of War that frowned upon taking prisoners of war. M23 may have exercised peaceful enforcement, that is, forced themselves peacefully onto our soldiers in return for freedom. A win-win-lose solution, if you ask me. A win for the M23 soldiers, a win for our females, SADF soldiers, even if it's for a few seconds, and a loss for our mission in the DRC. But we should not exonerate the DRC soldiers themselves, even though they are on our side. Or is it us on their side? Who is to say that they did not stick their guns where they did not belong, in the name of peacekeeping? After all, on such a mission, nothing is more peaceful than a missionary position with your neighbor. Since the news broke out about our troops dying in the DRC, there have been insinuations that our soldiers are not well equipped. I'm sorry, but the rampant pregnancy of our female soldiers has put that notion to bed. Pardon the pun. If anything, our soldiers are nothing but well equipped. And the evidence is there for everyone to see today, tomorrow, and for the next 9 months. And now I hear there are calls of a pullout of our soldiers from the DRC. Too late, if you ask me. From the evidence in front of our eyes, our soldiers' pullout game is nothing to marvel at.
Withdrawal. Withdrawal is a type of contraception also called the pullout method.
Pulling out is no child's play. Sorry, no pun intended again. Honestly, this is a period we will all wish we should have missed. Except only our female soldiers will miss a few periods going forward. South Africa is now left holding the baby. We have not delivered on peacekeeping or even peace enforcement. The entire nation is pregnant with expectation to finally find out how many and who of our soldiers are pregnant. None of us can say they know where all this is going to end. But let me warn you, next time you meet a guy called Goma or a girl named M23, don't be surprised. As Ingwapele Madingwane once wrote, "Africa my beginning, Africa my ending. What began in Congo may just end in Botswana." Thank you for listening to this episode of the award-winning Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify and Iono FM. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or moderator at your next event. It is the only thing I do better than satire and sarcasm. Remember to buy and read my book, The Sweetest Taboo, available at your nearest bookstore. From me, Rems Mabote, goodbye and God bless.